can't understand why my mother didn't tell me something about menstruation. Every mother should. I told my daughter.
I was going to ask you if that affected how you dealt with your daughter around that.
Oh, yes. And a long time before that, she was prepared, more or less.
What about sex education? Was that dealt with the same way that
menstruation was? Oh, yes. My mother told me exactly nothing. In fact, I can remember one time I asked her where babies came from, like the most kids do. She just turned her back on me and walked away. She was too embarrassed, I know now, to talk about it. But they were brought up that sex was dirty and you didn't talk about sex. One time, like most kids do, I asked where babies came from. My mother just turned her back and walked away from me. She refused to discuss any part of anything concerning sex. They thought sex was sinful in those days, dirty, and something that had to be done occasionally, but better avoided. In fact, my father told me when he was past 80, he lived to be almost 89, that my mother for 30 years had refused him sex at any time. She would even lock her bedroom door. She slept in a separate room.
Did she always have a separate room?
No. But when she got older, she wanted a separate room. Well, I can understand that, because men snore and do things, you know. And but he was alive, and he wanted sex, and she wouldn't have any part of it. And the more religious she got, the worse she got. If he patted her on the behind, she'd like to have a fit.
Do you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Do you know if your mother used any birth control?
Well, she must have done something, because she only had two children, you know. But I think, now my aunt, my mother's sister, she evidently liked sex. Because when I was married, she told me about condoms, fish, or that she got some kind that her husband did, that were called fish skins. And now it's possible that my mother used those too. But of course she wouldn't tell me anything like that.
How did you learn about it then?
My aunt told me and showed me one of them.
Did your mother have miscarriages or abortions?
My mother had a two-bull pregnancy at one time, but I think I was about 11 years old, but I wasn't told much about it. I found it out about it later. When people got sick, they didn't tell you what was the matter with them. Even if it was your own mother, they didn't tell you. They just said, she's in the hospital, and that was it.
You said that your cousin had come to live with you.
Yes.
Was that your mother's sister's daughter?
No, it was my mother's brother's daughter. Her mother had died, and he was from Indianapolis. And so he came to California, and Ruth stayed with us. And he lived in Los Angeles or somewhere.
Can you tell me some things about, you said that you grew up with your cousins and your aunt, and it was very close. Some of the kinds of things that you would all do together.
Well, in those days when all the kids got together, like at my aunt's, they lived in an orange ranch, you know, lemons and oranges. And then later it was avocados, but you played in the groves and you played games outside and ran down hills and stuff like that.
How often would you see them?
Every Sunday. If they weren't at our house, why, we were at their house. And then another sister came to California, and she lived, she lived in Montebello for a while, and then she moved to Whittier. So she was close by.
What was school like for you?
Oh, it was all right. It was fun. I started to school in the harbor, and then we went back east and came back. But I didn't lose any schooling because they just put me ahead, so I was where I belonged, you know, in the grade that I belonged in. And I enjoyed school. I liked school.
But was there a lot of encouragement in your house for you to study and be involved?
No, that was left up to me. I can't remember having homework. I probably did, but if I did, I took care of it. Nobody said, get your homework done or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Had your parents, how much education had your parents had?
Very little. I don't think either one of them graduated from grammar school. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, but I doubt if they had any to speak of, because the kids were out working.
How far did you have to go to school once you were in Montebello?
In Montebello? I would say around a half to three quarters of a mile or a mile. But that was no problem. You know, y'all, the kids went together and we played on the way to and from.
Once you got into high school, what kinds of activities were you involved with around school?
You mean games or?
Yeah, were you involved in any kinds of clubs at school or sports?
We didn't have as many then as they have now. Well, really, I can't even remember of a club that I wanted to join or anything about it. I played basketball. I wasn't very good at baseball because I was always afraid I wore glasses. And, you know, children didn't wear glasses in those days, very many of them. And I was always afraid I'd get my glasses broken, so I was always afraid the ball was going to hit me in the face or something, but I used to play a lot of basketball. And I tried to play tennis, but I was just too fat. I was fat all my life till I was older.
Did that affect you?
Yes, I hated it. I always hated it. But they didn't diet in those days. Nobody said you should go on a diet. I didn't even know what a diet was.
Were you one of the few girls who was that heavy, or, I mean, did you feel
different? Well, I didn't feel as though I felt ugly. Fat is ugly to me, and it still is, only I'm too thin now. But the kids used to, fatty, 2x4, you know what I mean? And fatty, four eyes, and although I must have been attractive, I always had a boyfriend. But I can't see it.
What kinds of social things would you do when you were in high school, finally?
Well, well, even when we were in grammar school, the teachers would have affairs at their houses, at their homes, and invite us, have the class to do this and the class to do that, you know. And we went to parties at each other's homes, and grunion fishing. I can't think. I think that's in July, isn't it? Sometime like that, in the summertime. Mm-hmm. It isn't grunion fishing. It's grunion picking them up, I guess you'd call it. Grunion hunting. That's it.
When you dated, when you began to date, did you... Well, what was that like? Did you go out on single dates or in groups?
I tried to go on single dates.
How old were you?
15. But I sneaked out the first time. I was supposed to be going with another girl, and I went with another boy.
What was your parents' attitudes about dating?
They didn't want me to date at all.
Did you end up sneaking out very much?
Well, they found out, so then they let me go. But, and then I started, I was a great dancer when I was in high school. I started dancing in the gym at noon, and sometimes we'd have a free period or something. We would go down in the gym and dance. One of the girls could play the piano, and we would dance. We all knew how to dance from the time we were freshmen. And we had a roller skating rink near town that we'd all go to the roller skating rink. And that was a temporary thing, though. They would come and go, a traveling thing, I guess. I can't remember much about it. And I guess I enjoyed my high school days all right, although I didn't go with high school boys. The older boys had more money and cars and things like that, you know.
So when you dated boys who had already graduated from high school?
Yes. I always went around with older people, even older girls and older boys.
When you were in high school, what did you think about the future? What were your thoughts about what you would do?
I was going to get married and have a baby. That was my main goal in life, was to get married and have a baby, which I did when I was 17.
Had you graduated from high school when you were married?
I didn't go my last year. I'm ashamed to tell it, but I didn't. I was in love. I met... In Montebello, they put up an open-air dance hall, and it was only a block from my house, and that's where I met my husband. And I think I was 16 then, and then we were married when I was 17.
How did your parents feel about that?
Well, they weren't anxious for me to get married, but I was pretty reckless, and they thought he would take care of me. He was older than I was. He was 32. They didn't like him being so old, but he was, you know, they figured he'd take care of me, and he had the money to do it, and so was working.
What did he do?
He was a car salesman, and he was a good one. He made a good living.
So what was that year like that you met him when you were 16, and what was the year like before you got married?
Oh, I don't know. I danced a lot. I went everywhere. He took me to auto races, and I think they were at the beach then. And he took me to plays. I like to go to plays. And in Los Angeles then, we had several houses, playhouses, Roscoe and different ones, and I saw a lot of plays, Cat and the Canary, and things like that.
Did you spend much time with girlfriends?
Oh yeah, more or less. Just about normal, like anybody does. I always had the girlfriends would come stay all night with me, and I would go and stay all night with my girlfriend. And I would say it was just a normal thing at that time. And in those days, girls could go down the street, nobody ever bothered them. In fact, somebody would look out for you if necessary. But nobody had any fears of anything happening to you. And we had a swimming hole down the Montebello River. I think that isn't the name of it. It's the Los Angeles River, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And we had a swimming hole, and we'd go swimming. And as a rule, though, girls went together and the boys went together different times. Wasn't that big.
Did you go with other boys besides?
Oh, yes. I had gone with several boys before. I'd been engaged once before I married my husband. And just like anybody else. But I always was always ready to ride the steepest roller coaster, and I can remember standing up in the seat of the roller coaster, if you can imagine such a thing, and my date hanging on to my feet. Why, it's a wonder I went.
At the Pike?
I think it was Ocean Park. It was the worst one. No, that doesn't sound quite right. It was the worst one in the country.
The New Pike?
A long time ago. I can't recall exactly.
I guess I know about the ones in Long Beach and the one in Ocean Park.
Well, I think it was Ocean Park. Anyhow, it was the worst one of the bunch, and I'd been on all of them. And after I met my husband, he used to take me to motorboat racing rides. You could go to Ocean Park and they had motorboat rides you could ride out. And boy, that was something. So when I got married, my folks thought maybe I'd calm down a little, which I did.
What was your wedding like?
I didn't have a wedding. I just was married just as the peace or a judge or something. We didn't have weddings like they do nowadays. You know, all my grandchildren have weddings and all of that kind of thing. Well, we didn't. We took a notion to get married, we'd go and get married. Although our parents knew about it, mine did, that I was going to get married, but they weren't anxious for me to get married, but if I did, they figured I'd be better off.
Where did you live after you were married?
I lived in Montebello for about 6 months, about 3 blocks from my mother. I was a mother's baby. I could not barely leave my mother. And then we moved to San Gabriel, and I've lived here ever since. Not in this one house. I've lived in this house 27 years, but I lived in several other houses before, rented houses.
What was that like for you moving away from your family for the first time?
I was homesick. I used to go home for a week at a time. And even after I had my little girl, I would take my little girl and go home and stay with my folks for a week. I like to be home.
After you were married, were you able to see your aunt and your cousins and uncles as much?
Oh, I didn't see them as much. And by that time, they weren't as close either, you know, and there were deaths in the family and things like that, and they more or less, and they had their kids getting married, and you just don't see each other as much.
When you were first married, what kinds of things would occupy your time?
Oh, the sewing and reading, and I love to sew. I loved to sew then. I do now, too. And I had a car. I've always had a car since I was 17, and since I got married. But I'm my own. But, and I had a garden. I've always been busy, and I've never been lonesome.
Eva, when you were first married and your children were small, were you involved in any kinds of activities outside the home?
Nothing but bridge parties. I used to play a lot of bridge.
Who would you play bridge with?
I belonged to a club, a couple of them. Women of my age and with children.
Were they friends?
Yes.
When were your children born?
My daughter was born 16 months after I was married, when I was 18, December. And then my son was born 3 years after.
After your daughter?
After my daughter.
What was being pregnant like for you?
Having a big rock in my stomach. I couldn't vomit. I could try, but I never was able to vomit. And I just carried this rock around in my stomach. But after the first 3 months, I was all right, or a month and a half. I can't remember now exactly how long, but I enjoyed my pregnancy. I wanted to be pregnant, and I didn't try to keep from getting pregnant or anything. And I was sewing for my baby. I hemmed her diapers and I made her little nighties and completely it.
How was life different for you after she was born?
Well, I was busier. I was busier doing different things. And I enjoyed life. And I enjoyed having a baby. She was the most beautiful baby I thought in the world. And having a child is an interesting thing. There's something new every day. And, I just can't tell you how happy you are with a child.
Was your husband close to the baby as well?
Oh, yes. He was of course, he wasn't home much. He was one of these kind of, he was busy working all the time. But when he was home, he was very proud of her, and And I don't remember him changing any diapers, however. But he was very proud of her and loved her. And played with her.
You said your son was born 3 years after her.
Uh-huh.
Was that different than the first pregnancy?
It was easier, but same deal. But both of my children were ordered. They weren't accidents or anything else. I wanted both my children. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a boy and a girl, and that's what I have.
Did you have help around the house at all when they were small?
I never had any kind of help. But after, when my little girl was born, I didn't have an electric washer and dryer and so forth. And I washed her things on the board. And my mother had an electric washer, and I would do the family washing at my mother's. And after my little boy was born, I had an electric washer. So that was one load off of me. And but I never minded doing anything. I guess I'm not very bright, but I just enjoyed washing and doing things.
Did you ever think about working outside the home?
Well, it wouldn't have done me any good to think about it because my husband was old-fashioned. The wife didn't work outside the home.
Did you talk about that with me?
No, I had children to take care of. I never dreamed of working. You didn't think about working when you had children. In fact, you didn't have time to work.
You said you moved to San Gabriel. What was the house like that you lived in?
Well, it was a one-bedroom house, the first one, I believe, if I remember right. It was a nice house. Modern, you know. But I think we only had one bedroom because we moved before we bought a house after that. That was after the boy was born. We had moved after my daughter was born. And we moved again then after my son was born and bought a house.
Mm-hmm. And what was that house like?
Very nice. But it only had two bedrooms at that time. And it was a new house, Spanish style, tile roof, you know. And it was a nice house.
And what was that house like?
Very nice. But it only had two bedrooms at that time. And it was a new house, Spanish style, tile roof, you know. And it was a nice house. In fact, we kept that house for years.
How were decisions made in your family, between you and your husband?
They weren't made according to me and my husband. They were made according to my husband. My husband made all the decisions. In fact, he treated me more like one of the children than a wife. There was no partnership to it.
Did you have problems with that?
No. I accepted it more or less. I had other things on my mind. And I was busy with my children and stuff, so you just don't. And in those days when you got married, well, you were supposed to stay married.
Was your husband involved in things besides his work?
No, he was busy selling cars and going to sales meetings and things connected with his work.
Did you continue to go to school? Go to church?
No, I took the children to church, Sunday school on Sunday, but that was about the limit of my church. Mm-hmm. And I'd go to church with my mother on Easter and Mother's Day.
Now, you said that you would go spend a week at a time with your family.
Oh, yes. When my, I did that more when my daughter was little. I would get homesick and I would get